This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Jim C. Hines is the author of 12 fantasy novels, including the Magic Ex Libris series, the Princess series of fairy tale retellings, the humorous Goblin Quest trilogy, and the Fable Legends tie-in Blood of Heroes. He's won the 2012 Hugo Award for Best Fan Writer. Hines' newest book is Revisionary, the fourth book in the Magic Ex Libris series.
The books start with Libriomancer, and the central character is Isaac Vainio. He is a librarian from the Upper Peninsula, and he is a Libriomancer who, at the start of the series, has gotten himself into trouble, and he's kind of been put in magical timeout. But over the course of the series, well, it's magic, so things go wrong. Various things get loose, including, well, I don't want to spoil that. But there are some things from the past, from the history of magic, that pop up again. And the other piece that I wanted to deal with is so many urban fantasy books have the assumption that magic exists, but it's a secret.
Mm.
And I look around at how well we as a species keep secrets, and I just have a really hard time believing we would be able to hide this. We're not that good. Over the course of the four books, the secret starts to come out and the world starts to recognize, oh, hey, there's some weird stuff going on. You know, and maybe you could have covered it up 20 years ago, but now everybody's got iPhones, everything's on YouTube. So by the time book four comes around, this is where magic is fully out in the open. And we're seeing different nations, different societies, just trying to cope with this revelation. Isaac is a total geek. And he has always been a geek about magic. All he really wants to do is research and find new magic, and we can help the planet, and we can colonize Mars. Unfortunately, there are people who are selfish or want to use magic for more personal reasons, and this causes all sorts of conflicts over the course of the fourth book. So Isaac is struggling to try and balance out, how do I do this? How do I celebrate magic? How do I protect it? How do I protect us as a people? It pushes him into a much more responsible position that he is not necessarily ready for.
Do you tend to look at what's going on today when you come up with conflicts to address in your fantasy worlds?
Not necessarily. But as I was writing this one and trying to think about how will people react? What are they going to do? How will they deal with not only these people who have magic, but these people who aren't human? Werewolves, vampires, sirens. There's a lot of different species that we're having a hard enough time dealing with people who look a little different. They have a different skin color. They have a different religion. They come from a different country.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to deal with people who breathe water or drink blood or any of that? It wasn't the government as a whole necessarily, but there were definitely elements that were scared, that were angry, or that looked at these people and saw them as potential weapons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that does map up against a lot of what we're doing today, you know, where we're looking and we're scared and we're angry and we're repeating some of the same patterns we've seen in the past.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. One of the topics Jim Hines often addresses in his books is sexism.
One of the things that I try to be conscious of, I mean, I grew up in this culture. I grew up with assumptions and stereotypes and beliefs that got ingrained in my head that I'm continuing to try and be aware of and try and clean up.
Mm-hmm.
But like in the Princess series, in the Magic Ex Libris series, is putting in more than just that one token strong female character. I mean, you have Lina, who is just a lot of fun, although problematic in ways.
Mm-hmm.
She does. She kicks butt. She is stronger than most about anything out there. She is very competent with her swords, and she's a dryad, so she can do all these neat tricks with wood. You've also got Nithi Shaw, who does not have magic. She is a psychiatrist who is having to try and deal with some of these magic people. And most of these magic using people are just nuts. So she's got her work cut out for her. But watching her using her own skills and knowledge, she can hold her own against pretty much anybody out there. And I love seeing that.
Yeah.
The Princess series was, I do have a daughter, and she was going through that fairy tale princess phase. And I wasn't going to tell her, no, you can't watch Disney. You can't watch these Barbie movies. But I wanted to put some more stories out there where the princesses were the heroes of their own stories. Where
not
Snow
just
White
getting married happily ever after.
Right. Snow White and Sleeping Beauty and Cinderella team up and they rescue the prince and they fight the witch. And then Red Riding Hood is trying to assassinate Sleeping Beauty in a later book. And just letting them be the heroes and be the core of the story. And I loved those three princesses. I loved those women. They were all imperfect.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
they were human. But together, they were such a wonderful team and family to write about. And I got a little pushback on those books. I would occasionally get like reviews or comments that, you know, this is nice and all, but Jim, you didn't write like any male characters. You know, the only guys in here are all shoved into the background. And I just sat there thinking, gosh, gee, I wonder what that must be like to have your whole gender swept aside to make way for, yeah.
Oh, thank you, Jim. See, I love it. I love it. Tough, tough princesses. And then you've had some fun with the Muppets as well. I like the way you take classic stuff out there and just give it a twist.
Yes, that was a short story. It's actually linked on my website if anybody wants to read it. It's basically a parody of Sesame Street with werewolves. Mm. When I wrote it, it was right around Thanksgiving. And we were going over to my family, my parents, my brother, all of that. And I hand this story to my brother to just, you know, read this. Tell me what you think before I send it in. And he reads it and he turns around with this horrified expression on his face when he's done. And it says, "What is wrong with you?" Which told me I had pretty much done what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
It was just fun and completely twisted. And all of it came about because my son, who was much younger at the time, was constantly watching these shows. And I was staring at the computer. And we had Sesame Street in the background again.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted an excuse to write a scene where Elmo completely loses his mind and blows away another Muppet and he's stuffing everywhere. It's gruesome. And it was so much twisted fun.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Jim C. Hines, a fantasy writer based in Michigan. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.